As we just heard, some Cuban Americans are upset with the Bush administration's new travel restrictions against Fidel Castro's Cuba. So are some other Americans. Most exchange programs with the island have been frozen. But this fall, nearly 90 American students are returning to medical school in Cuba. Secretary of State Colin Powell gave the students the go-ahead after coming under pressure from some members of Congress. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this report.
When Sarpoma Sefabowache was finishing University of California, Los Angeles, she started applying to U.S. medical schools and got on a few waiting lists. Then she got an offer from Cuba, an all-expenses-paid six-year medical program. Now entering her third year, she feels she's getting a good hands-on education, if not high-tech, and she believes her experiences will translate to underserved areas in the U.S.
A lot of hospitals in Los Angeles, in Watts, that don't have these facilities that maybe a Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles will have. So for me, that was my biggest reason why going to Cuba and spending 6 years. And then also it's a free medical training offer. That's something that getting in the United States is very hard to come across, you know. So for me, that was the first reason.
Sefabowache, whose parents are from Ghana, feels confident she'll be able to pass medical board exams in the U.S. Some of her fellow students in this relatively new exchange program took the exams this summer but haven't received their scores yet. Life in Cuba has turned her into an advocate for universal health care.
The only thing that I think about is how am I going to really integrate myself into a system that does not have health care for all.
Melissa Barber, who's going into her fourth year at the Latin American School of Medicine in Cuba, also plans to return to underserved areas in the U.S. if she passes her boards.
My plan is to go back to the Bronx and help out. And I would be great if anybody who's listening has some kind of connections for me to get back there and let me know. because I do. I want to work back in the Bronx, back in New York. That's my goal.
The Bush administration's new travel restrictions sharply limit student programs in Cuba. One State Department official said many of these were simply tourism in disguise, with too many dollars filling the Cuban regime's coffers. The medical school is something different, a four-year-old scholarship program with no money going into government pockets. Melissa and Sarpoma say the Cuban government covers everything.
We do get a stipend, and we get three meals a day. Everything is covered.
Actually, every month we get all of our toiletry. I never received this when I was in college. We get toilet paper, we get deodorant, we get the basic things that we need.
And books are free.
And books are free.
They were worried they'd lose all this when the new U.S. travel restrictions went into effect this summer. An interfaith organization that opposes the U.S. embargo on Cuba runs the exchange program, and its director, Reverend Lucius Walker, got the word out to members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
These are mainly African American and Latino students, and some Asian American, Indian American, and this opportunity could not be discontinued.
Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California rallied for the cause.
Let me tell you, I talked to Secretary Powell and explained the rationale for why they should not disrupt these young people's education. I mean, their education should not get caught up in the Bush administration's policies and politics toward Cuba, which, of course, most of us don't agree with.
Medical students Sarpoma Sefabowache and Melissa Barber stopped off in Washington to thank Barbara Lee and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus before heading back to their studies in Cuba this weekend. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.